was the fact that learning Gemara is, or even so, learning Gemara specifically, but learning Torah is mamish life, very good, and it's mamish necessity. And when we learn just because we want to learn, that can fade, it can go, it comes in, it comes out, because we're human beings, so we have ups and downs. We have times when we feel it, and times we don't feel it. If we realize that Torah is our life and Torah is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's no excuse. There's just, I have to learn because I have to learn. That's it. Obviously, we do desire, we want Torah to be enjoyable. We want Torah to be good, but like something that we want to do. But we have to realize that the foundation has to be that Torah is our life. Okay. And he said, this is the last thing that he said, which was that going into the world of Torah is going from the physical world into the spiritual world. And we spoke last time about the Maharal, that going into over that again. Now this is like this. Ha'olam ha'gashmi hu olam ha'dimyonot. Okay, the world of the physical is an imaginary world. What does he mean? It means that, I mean, we know this so much, like we're so enthralled by these, by physical pleasures, which are fleeting. They don't really exist. They're not really anything that we really need or want, but our imagination kicks in and it makes us think that we want it. So it's like this: Habal al motoro, somebody who's coming to learn Torah, moitzei es atzmo b'milchamo neged dimyonotav hamafri moto lihtamek binyanim sichlim. A person who comes to learn Torah finds himself in a war against his imaginings, which disturb him, bother him from going deeply into intellectual activities. Bishak Bataria Shela Gemara Ubavirai Mafortion. When you're analyzing, you're trying to analyze and understand deeply what the Shak Bataria of the Gemara was and what the Mafortion are explaining. We're fighting every time we're trying to learn, we have to fight against our imaginings from going deeply into the sugya. It's always a fight. Kol echad alomei Torah muchrach lilachem neged dimyonotav. Everybody who's learning Torah is forced to fight against these imaginings, these dimyonos. Zui nagshut haritzinit biyoter ben ha'emes v'hasheker shebaadam. It did not sound good. This is the most serious clash between truth and lies in a person. Asher davke befotechu befotcho et ha'gemara, kamei dimyonos tokfim oto. Because it's specifically when he opens up the Gemara, all of a sudden several thoughts attack him. Zichronot avar, all of a sudden he starts remembering the past. Dagod atid, all of a sudden, you know, he's thinking about what he has to do that day or the future. Kpedot v'sisrei ha'oveh. You know, he starts remembering his fight with that guy, or he's upset about that person. All that comes in the second you start learning. When else does it come in, by the way? Just what? Shmona Esrei. The second you start Shmona Esrei, all of a sudden it's like, boom. Oh, I forgot I had to do that. I had to call that person. I had to do that. Oseh Shalom Emrah, right? That's how it is. But when you're learning also, it's the same thing, especially when you're learning Chavrus, then all of a sudden you start talking about the Nick sweeping and then this and that. You know, all of a sudden, all that stuff comes up. Koshi it rach zut. The difficulty of concentrating. Ein mikoro b'choser kisharon. The source of it is not in a lack of talent. Ela b'shlitat diminotav shel adam alav. But rather, it is the person's imaginings dominating himself. That's what it means when a person has trouble concentrating. It's lack of talent. I don't know if he's talking about, you know, with modern whatever ADHD and all that stuff, but I mean, for all I know, he is including that. But I don't know. But he's saying that the source is not because of a lack of talent, but rather it is the person's dimyonos dominating him, and him not dominating his thoughts. And the speed with which a person is successful in removing those thoughts that bother you, that depends how easily you will be able to go into learning and how great you'll rise. It all depends on removing those thoughts. Hanichnas la'omek halimud, a person who goes into the depth of learning, the odeya levatel edimimtav, and he knows how to cancel those thoughts. Margish gam et ha'ni'imut v'tam mitzvah Torah. Then he also feels the pleasantness and the taste of the Torah. Kasher dimyonos kosmim la'adam b'tziyurim shal hana'ot v'tanugim mikol ginei olam hazeh. When your imaginings magic to you with all sorts of pictures, all the pleasures and delights and all the ideas of this world, kasher lo limtso tam v'ruchnias, and it's very difficult to find a taste in ruchnias. It's spirituality. The Secha Bari, in a healthy mind, the Amok, in a deep mind. You know, when we're thinking about a Nintendo Wii all day, it's very hard to start thinking like how we would appreciate a deep mind. How would we appreciate a healthy, you know, way of thinking and intellect? Only somebody who frees himself of his imaginings is Zoche, merits this. And this is the derech to do it. It's what we said before in the Rashi. If you accept it upon yourselves, at the necessity of learning, and then you'll fight against these imaginings, and you will win, then it'll become sweet from there on. Then you'll find the sweetness. Arevus. You'll find the sweetness and the taste in your learning. And you'll have a tremendous increase in desire for Torah. Because all of the beginnings are difficult. The war between our intellect and our imaginings is difficult. That is the war of Torah. We stand in that war because of the recognition of the necessity of dealing in Torah, asher ilulei hi lo yachaim, because if it weren't for it, we wouldn't have no life. I'm gonna stop there.